media members who have just joined the call, just hit star one on your keypad. If you have questions for the coaches this morning, we'll work those questions into them. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Coach Ferrante.
Good morning. How are we doing today?
Doing just fine. Quite a game you had on Saturday. A heartbreaker falling 16-13 to Temple, but fantastic effort by your guys. As you've gone back and looked at the tape, kind of give me your impressions on that game.
Well, from the positive side of things, we were really pleased with our guys' efforts, and we knew it was going to be a fast and physical game, and we held right in there with them right up to the very end. So that was good to see, and the film showed that as well. Need to clean up our red zone stuff. We had four opportunities in the red zone on offense and, you know, only came away with 13 points, you know, the one touchdown and two field goals. So instead of 28 potential points, yeah, I don't know if we're going to score a touchdown every time we get down there, but that's the goal. And, you know, we only came up with the 13. So we had some opportunities to maybe make that game turn out a little differently. But again, real proud of the effort that our guys put on the field, and, you know, they left it out there for sure. We had some guys that were playing through some things. We had our center, Matt Donahue, roll an ankle in the second quarter, but finished the game. And, you know, real proud of how they responded and hung in there and showed the perseverance that we talked to them about all the time.
We got a media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Tony.
And your first question comes from the line of Eric Watkins from VUSports.com. Mr. Watkins, your line is open.
Good morning, Coach. First off, what was your biggest takeaway from the Temple game, and what do you view as the keys for the game on Saturday against Lafayette?
Well, the biggest takeaway, as I mentioned a second ago, Eric, is that, you know, we hung right in there with them physically. We didn't play as many players as they did, so they probably had more guys to rotate through. But our guys, you know, went in there, played real tough football. Our defense stepped up, held them to only 16 points, which was a tremendous improvement from the week before. And, you know, Zach went out there and did a great job throwing the football and distributing the football. So if we can come back to getting our running game going, have a little more balance in our pass and run offense versus Lafayette, that's the first place we want to start there as far as moving forward. And then if our defense can come out and, you know, run to the football the way they ran to the ball against Temple and gang tackle the way they gang tackled against Temple and be able to replicate that this week coming up, you know, that's what we're looking forward to doing against Lafayette this Saturday.
Thank you, Coach, and best of luck.
Thanks, Eric.
Mark, you touched on it a little bit, but tremendous effort by your defense. You guys hold them to just 79 yards on the ground and actually outgained them. And I know the defense against Lehigh was maybe not what you wanted. Talk about the improvement you made on that side of the ball in the past week.
Well, our defense is, you know, always looking to stop the run. That's the focus of most defenses and, you know, try to make them more one-dimensional. And to their credit, they did a pretty good job passing the ball, especially in the first half, but our guys really responded. It was a little bit of a tale of two halves. I think they had about 240 or so yards at halftime and to our 130, and then we flipped it, and as you mentioned, we ended up outgaining them and, you know, outscoring them in the second half, but just not quite enough. So, again, our guys just went back and said we needed to pursue better and play a little more physical and gang tackle a little better, and that's what the guys did in the second week to hold them to only one touchdown right before the half ended. So our defensive guys did a great job preparing for Temple, and our players, like I said, left it on the field, got after them, and did a great job getting a lot of people around the ball.
You did flip the script offensively big time on them in the second half. What was the biggest difference? You go from 13-0 down to tying that game up, and as you said, had some chances to maybe take the lead. But what was the biggest difference on offense?
Well, just a little bit of overall execution. I think we started out a little tentative. I don't think our guys were intimidated or anything like that, but I just thought we started out a little slow. Tried to get the run game going, but they started loading up the box. At times, looking at the film, they were bringing a safety down, so there was eight guys in there and, you know, defending the run. So we were going to be forced to throw it a little bit, and to Zach's credit, and obviously the players that he was throwing the ball to, Torres Phillips, Ryan Bell, and the rest of the guys, they made some really clutch catches in some good situations and were able to, you know, like I said, move the ball down the field and get some points on the board. So, but Zach was definitely a competitor and a trooper. There was times the guys were, you know, barreling in on him a little bit, whether they sent an extra guy in certain protections or, you know, whether a guy just broke away from the block late. And he had guys, but he held in there. He stayed in the pocket and delivered the football in a pretty accurate fashion. So real pleased with everything moving forward. Just unfortunate that we weren't able to, you know, steal one there at the end and keep it close in the fourth quarter with an opportunity to win. And we're heading in that direction until that last play of the game. And, again, but Zach had a phenomenal game throwing the football. We just got to be a little more balanced moving forward.
Yeah, 27-41, 382, and Zach now in his third year as a starter. How much has he improved over the course of his career and being able to turn in that kind of performance against a defense like Temple?
Yeah, we stated that last week. He's still making progress, which is great to see. You know, we thought that we saw him continuing that progression in this year's preseason from what he was able to accomplish last year. And now that we have two games under our belt and seeing what he's been able to do as far as his accuracy and ability to find if his first, you know, read's not there to get to his other reads. So I think he's still making steady progress, and that's real. You know, that's been real positive in our viewpoint, and, you know, knock on wood, hopefully he can continue the trend of not having any interceptions as we move forward as well. So we stated that earlier when you and I talked at Media Day, that it seems as though Zach is making the progression we had hoped that he would, and under two-game circumstances, it looks like he is going in the positive direction.
You touched on some of your receiving corps, Torres Phillips and Ryan Bell, two good games once again. But Chonga Hodge, first career 100-yard receiving game, a name that we haven't heard quite as much talk about how he played on Saturday.
Chonga did really well. He's probably our tallest receiver, maybe one of our fastest as well. He was a hurdling guy in high school. He's a sophomore. He didn't redshirt last year, but he missed some a big part of the season and played late. So when asked before about guys that maybe would surface for us this year, that's a name that we were hoping would definitely step up and help our receiving corps. So Changa started out really well, did a great job, you know, against Temple, and made some big catches for us. So we're looking forward to Changa continuing his development and growth as well.
After a couple weeks on the road, you guys finally get to come back home and face the Lafayette team. What would you like to see out of your guys, and what do you gain when you play these FBS games? You guys are obviously very competitive, but what would you like to see carry over from that game into this game against Lafayette?
The physicality, the gang tackling, the execution in our passing game. You know, if we can bring what we did against Temple to this game, I think that'll be a positive. As I mentioned, just gotta, you know, get the running game going a little better, and, you know, don't shoot ourselves in the foot in the red zone. You know, put more points on the board. But we're excited about being home. It's our first home game. It's actually a 6 o'clock game, so we're expecting a big crowd. It is parents or family weekend, so that's usually a great crowd for us. So, you know, we're just looking forward to having our first home contest here in front of our local fans.
All right, Mark, thanks as always for your time today. Good luck on Saturday against Lafayette, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks so much.
Thank you.